Trudging down the sidewalk toward the office building, he came to a waist-high sign bearing the company's logo, Delphi in sans-serif capital letters, enclosed by a swooping circle that was jagged and blotchy at the edges, as though it had been painted with a brush on a cloth canvas. This circle, in particular, was familiar to Jacob even before he'd applied to work at the company, a mark ubiquitous on stadiums and public buildings and lists of corporate sponsors for nonprofit arts organizations in the city. And yet the logo still evoked nothing specific in Jacob's mind, an empty signifier. The building's exterior was covered entirely in opaque, reflective glass, impossible to look at without squinting in the brightness of the morning. Jacob kept his eyes down until he reached the building, then pushed through the doors where he was startled by a puff of air whooshing through his hair as he stepped inside. He stood in a small antechamber with another set of doors leading to the Delphi lobby. When the first door closed behind him, his ears popped, as though the antechamber was pressurized and the seal was being broken and unbroken every time a new worker entered the building. Past the second set of doors, the workers tapped their black badges against the top of waist-high gates and passed through to the other side as security guards in navy blue suits looked on. Jacob hesitated. He'd scarcely looked at the email inviting him to report for his new job at Delphi, registering only his start date. This was a pattern with Jacob, a fatal flaw, his inability to focus on the details of things he didn't care about. Student loan payment deadlines, counting out the cash drawer when he had a closing shift at Starbucks, temp jobs he needed but didn't really want. He'd simply assumed that when he arrived at Delphi, what he should do next would be clear. It wasn't. He looked around the lobby and found a young woman, blonde, attractive, sitting behind a large, transparent desk curved in the shape of a parenthesis. She looked down, absorbed in something on her computer screen. He walked toward the desk and waited for her to look up. Then, when she didn't, he said in a timid voice, "Excuse me? Yes? I'm Jacob Elliott. I'm working here. It's my first day." "New hires are supposed to report to the Alpha entrance," the young woman said. "This is Epsilon."
"Oh," Jacob said. "Oh, Alpha Entrance. I didn't know."
"It should have been in your hiring letter. Where's Alpha Entrance?" "Hold on." She tapped at a few keys on her computer.
She looked at the screen for a few seconds. Then a wry smile came to her face and she looked up at Jacob again.
"What?"
Jacob asked. There was something affectionate and a little condescending in the young woman's smile, as if she and Jacob knew each other, and Jacob, in his confusion, was akin to a doddering but beloved old uncle. This trace of kindness in the young woman's expression, rather than alleviating Jacob's anxiety, only deepened his overwhelming feeling that he did not belong in this place, that he'd soon be found out, that he was humiliating and betraying himself in a fundamental way simply by being here in the corporate headquarters of Delphi Enterprises.
"Everything's fine," the young woman said. "It says right here in your psychometric profile that you'd probably come to the wrong entrance. All the receptionists from Alpha to Omicron have been authorized to let you into the building. I just didn't think—"
She stopped herself short, shook her head, then gave a marveling laugh.
"I shouldn't be surprised by now. They always know."
This mystifying monologue sent several questions bursting in Jacob's brain, but he voiced none of them.
"You probably need a security badge, yeah?"
Jacob nodded, and the young woman went for a drawer, then slid a red plastic card across the desk toward him.
"Red?"
Jacob asked. "All the security badges I've seen so far are black."
"But you're a temp, right? Temp equals red badge. Black for execs, full-time employees, interns." "Even interns get black? What color's yours?"
The wry smile again. The young woman showed Jacob her badge. Black.